Hello?
Yes.
Hello, I am Nelson of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Just one second. Now, in which state do you currently live?
I live in Texas.
But in which county in Texas do you currently live? Cameron, Hidalgo, Kennedy, Cleaver, Willacy,
Hidalgo.
Other.
Hidalgo.
Okay. All of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Cell phone. I got no home phone. Oh, cell phone.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office? Yes, no.
No.
And now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
90. I'm sorry, 1970.
Okay. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native, other or mixed race?
Hispanic Latino.
And what is the last grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's.
So just to confirm, you said bachelor's, right?
Bachelor's, yeah, college degree.
Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Hell no. I mean, no.
Okay, and would you say you strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly, strongly.
So that's a strongly disapprove?
Yes.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
And would you definitely vote for Republican or just probably vote for Republican?
Definitely.
Okay, now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person, then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If a name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one.
All right.
The first name is Vicente González.
Strongly against or strongly disagree.
All right. And would that be a very favorable, or somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. The next one is Donald Trump. Would that be a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Never heard of, no opinion?
Very favorable.
Okay. Myra Flores. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very favorable.
The next one is Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very, very unfavorable.
And Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all interested and 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Very, very interested or favorable.
Right, on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Republican.
Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colleen Allred, Democrat?
Republican.
And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra Flores.
And which way do you lean as of today? Do you lean toward Myra Flores? Or
Myra Flores.
Vicente Gonzalez?
No, not Gonzalez.
Oh.
Myra Flores.
Okay. And would you definitely vote for Myra Flores or just probably for Myra Flores?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I would vote for Myra Flores.
All right, and that's a definitely vote for Myra Flores or just probably vote for Myra Flores?
Definitely.
Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I was a Democrat, but no, I'm Republican now.
I'm sorry?
Republican. Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Strong.
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, moderate, or conservative, or on most issues?
Conservative.
And would you say you are a very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Oh my God. Very.
Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do? Upper middle class, working class, low income?
I guess upper middle before Texas. After Texas, you know that. But yeah, upper middle.
Okay. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only English at home, mostly English but some Spanish, Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish but some English, only Spanish at home?
Spanish. Spanish and English evenly.
Sorry, you said Spanish and English equally, right?
Yes.
Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.